Who is it?
Miss Panaman, I'd like to speak with you.
Just a minute.
Miss Panaman, my name is Waverly Underhill.
I know. You're the guy Roger hired to take care of our pest problem.
May I come in?
I guess so. What did you want to see me about?
Well, for one thing, I was hoping you'd let me see the whale's tooth.
Sure, why not? Here, look at it all you want.
It's quite a remarkable piece.
I like it.
I take it, Nora, that you're not overly concerned about the so-called curse connected with this?
Really, Mr. Underhill, we're living in a nuclear age. Don't you think there are enough bad omens in the world already without our needing to invent more?
Even so, with a beast prowling around and you theoretically next in line, that ought to make you stop and think.
Sure it makes me stop and think. Sometimes I think I'm the only one around here who stops and thinks. I mean, this is just so stupid. So, what if some of my relatives died strange deaths? They all died differently. There's no pattern to it.
What about the beast?
Which I've never seen. And the only time I've heard it is late at night, when I'm half asleep. Oh, it's obviously somebody's pet that was let go when it got to be too much to handle. People are all the time driving out here and ditching their dogs and cats. Why not other animals?
You know, I was talking to your mother downstairs. She tells me you've been having dreams about it.
I had a dream about it. Why shouldn't I? It's all anybody talks about around here.
Would you mind telling me about it?
It was just a dream, that's all it was.
I'd still like to hear, if it's not too personal.
Oh, well, it was a couple of nights ago. I was asleep and I started having this dream. Sort of a nightmare, really. I was in a large room, like the inside of a barn. It had thick wooden beams overhead and light that filtered in through cracks in the walls. All I can remember is that all of a sudden I had this feeling that there was something up in the rafters. I couldn't actually see it, but I could hear it pacing back and forth on the beam right above my head. I knew that all I had to do was look up, and I would see whatever it was, but I couldn't lift my eyes. You know those dreams. You're trying to look at something, but you can't. Who knows? Maybe I was afraid to. Anyway, after a while, the dream shifted, and it was like I was sleepwalking out in the dunes. I was walking along a path that was worn down through the vegetation. And up ahead, I saw what I thought was a black rock lying in the middle of the path. Then I looked again, and I realized it wasn't a rock at all. It was a black panther buried up to its neck in the sand. I just stood there petrified. And slowly, it turned its head to look at me. Then it opened its mouth like it was going to scream. And it was like in a cartoon, where all of a sudden the mouth got really huge, and I could see all the way to the